And today is Daf Tzadik Tes. We are at the Mishnah towards the end of Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. So we had a reasonable catch up yesterday, but we're still a little bit behind. It's from the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Chamesh Noshim Shenis Arvu Vladei Seyem. Five women, and they all had babies, and they all got mixed up. Five boys were born in the hospital, and they put them into the baby nursery there, and they lost the name tags, and now there's five babies, and they don't know whose is who. Huh? No, that was where they argued about it. There's five babies, they're all alive, but they don't know which one's which. Somebody asked me yesterday, what about if they did... So first he asked about DNA. So they didn't talk about DNA in the Gemara class. Probably that would be considered valid evidence. But let's say they didn't have a DNA. And what about when the kids get older, if they look like their mother and they look like their father, is that considered a valid evidence that whose is who? So my answer was, I don't know. But probably that would be taken into account. If someone looks exactly like the parent, that would probably be a good proof that it's their parent. But at this point, let's forget about
it. That's what the Torah wanted to say about
Avraham and Yitzchak. Hakol ha'idu. That's right. But let's forget about that for the moment. That's an interesting question. But let's just go in the simple situation that they couldn't tell. They couldn't tell. There were five kids who were mixed up at birth, and none of them know whose baby is whom. V'nasu noshim. Those five women then got married. Sorry, the five boys, five men got married to women. V'mesu, and then they all died. And so you have five widows, and you have each one of those doubtful ones had a brother who was definitely, yeah? So in each family of the five families, there were some definite brothers, but there was a suffix of each one because they didn't know which one was which. So now you have five brothers, brothers-in-law of the five, five widows and five brothers. But no one knows which widow belongs to which brother.
Not to mention where these boys lived all these years.
Okay, whatever. They don't know. Whatever. Who knows? They lived
which
in.
Widow belonged to which surviving brother.
Okay, whatever. But for each survive, each brother doesn't know one of those women is Yibum, but the other ones is not, and no one knows which one's which. So what do they do? Arba cholzin la'achas. First, four of them do chalitza with one of the women. So that woman. If the four who did chalitza with her were not her brother-in-laws, so it doesn't matter. So the fifth one is her brother-in-law, so when she marries him, she'll do yibum. If one of the ones who did chalitza was her brother-in-law, so she got chalitza, she can marry someone else, so she can marry the fifth one. So either way, if she gets chalitza from four, echad miyabe moysa, she can do yibum with the fifth. Then, after they do that, so we have one pair shirachtof, then comes who ushloisha, the guy who did Yibum with the first girl, then with three of the others who were left, Chotzin la'achas, they do chalitza to the next girl, the echad meyabim, and one does Yibum. So for each one of these five widows, four of the gentlemen do chalitza, and the fifth one can do Yibum manavshach. Either it's really his sister-in-law, or if it's not, she's had chalitza from the one who was really her brother-in-law. Yeah, that's pretty clear. Yeah, nimtzu arba chalitzas for yibum luchalachas v'yachas. So each woman undergoes chalitza four times, and then can do yibum with the fifth one. Okay. Yeah. Because the fifth.
Because
the brother-in-law.
Manavshach. If he's a brother, she's allowed to.
She's doesn't to. And if it's not, she's had chalitza from one of the other ones.
Because she's just
more marrying a non-related guy. Yeah, so either way is good. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'davka mechlatz v'hada yevumi. Yeah, this may sound obvious to you, but obviously the chalitzas have to all happen first. Yeah? Avo yevumi v'reisha loy. But you can't do the guy, you might say to yourself, if he's going to end up with Yibum, all five, having Yibum with all five boys, then why not just go straight to the Yibums? So he says you can't do Yibum first without the four chalitzas. The kapaga b'yavam of the shuk, because if the one that he grabs happens not to be the sister-in-law, yeah, then he's grabbing someone else's sister-in-law. If she hasn't had chalitza yet from the one who's really her brother-in-law, then it's a yavama marrying out, and therefore that's no good. So you have to have all the chalitzas for the woman first. She must have four chalitzas before she can have a yibum. Okay, then the Gemara asks, what do we say that you take the first girl, and four of them do chalitza, and she marries the fifth one. Then you take the guy who married the first girl, now moves over to the chalitza side of the room, and him and three others do chalitza on the next one, and one of the other guys does yibum. And you end up with one brother marrying each one of the five widows. Yeah? Says the Gemara, my who ushloisha chalitza. Why does it say that? Why doesn't it just say that any four do chalitza, and the fifth one does yibum? Who says it has to be one-to-one? What if one guy wants to marry all five of them? He can do that. One of them will be yibum, and the other four will be Yavama who had chalitza. It does love dafke that you have to have one-to-one. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a different brother marrying the second one, the third one, the fourth one. It could be the same guy. He could marry more than one. Says the Gemara, why does the Mishnah Dafke mention that they shouldn't do it that way? That they should have four chalitzas and each one should marry a different brother? Yeah? The loy tema liyabminu chad lekulu. You shouldn't say, well, it's just as good if one guy does even with all of them. Let him be the misnadiv, and he can marry all of them. Ella, but it's better of kol chad v'chad meyabim chad. We would prefer that each man would do yibum or marry each woman. Dilma misram lady day, because you might get the right one. If five men marry the five women, maybe the Rebbeinu Shlalom will make hashgacha pratis. Each one will grab the right girl, and they have the mitzvah of yibum. So you got a chance. If one guy does yibum with all five, so we know he's got one yibum, but the other four, you missed out. But if you do one and one, then there's a chance that all five are right, and they all got yibum, and you got five mitzvahs of yibum. And that's what we would prefer. So we would encourage that they have four chalit, and each one marries one man, marries one woman.
Are all of them...
No, they have five. Each one of them had a brother. Yeah, each one of the five guys who died had a brother, and that brother was okay. Then the Gemara. So that's so far so good. Says the Gemara, weiter, miktsason achin, or miktsason she'en achin. If you have. Now, this doesn't make sense the way we read it. If some of the brothers are brothers and some of the brothers are not brothers, well, obviously that doesn't make sense. So if we look on the side, he edits it. You have to look in Rashi. You don't have to look in Rashi. I can tell you what Rashi says. Rashi says that what it should be talking about is Miktsasan Achin, Miktsasan Achim in Ha'em. That out of those five mixtures, you have in some of the cases where it's where one of the definite brothers who's left was a brother with one of the mixture with the same mother. So we were talking about where they have the same father. Yeah. Now what happens if he has the same mother as somebody? I'll show you the picture in a minute. So therefore,
then it was after this mix-up, one of these women got divorced to the father and married to another man, and then they're married.
Yes. No, or after the mix up or before the mix up. Either way. Now, so what does that mean? Yeah, if one of the brothers who's standing there, one of the five brothers, happens to be a brother of one of the other, so one of the mixture is his brother from the same father, and another one of the mixture is his brother for the same mother with a different father. So that one who was his brother from the same mother, different father, he's not allowed to marry his wife, because yibum is only when the two brothers have the same father. If the two brothers have the same mother but not the same father, then not only is there no yibum, but he's not allowed to do yibum. It's eishes achiv meyimai. Yeah. So therefore, that bloke is not allowed to take part in this merry-go-round of having a turn of yibum. Yeah. He's not allowed to marry any of them, because he might end up grabbing his brother from his mother's wife, which is osur completely. Yeah, so he's not part of the deal, and therefore he can't do it. So the words of the Gemara, Miktsasan Achim, Miktsasan She'en Achim, Achim Chotan She'en Achim Yabin, those words don't make sense. If some of the brothers are brothers and some of the brothers are not brothers, clearly that doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, Maika Omar, what does that mean? What are you talking about? Omar of Safra, Achik Omar of Safra says it means as follows. Miktsasan Achim in Ha'av, some of them are brothers of the mixture only from the same father, or not only, but it could be both. If it's father and mother, that's also okay. But miksasan are achim in aim. There are some cases where some of the brothers of the mixture are also are a brother with a different one of the mixture with only the same mother. Is achim in aim. So somebody who has in there a mixture, in that mixture, a brother who only has the same mother, chaltin, is only allowed to do chalitza, but he cannot do yivum because he might end up having his brother from his mother's wife. The achim in av, those who are only brothers of the mixture with the same father, meyabin, they can do yivum. So I have a picture, because a picture is worth 1,000 words. So what we have here is, you have, what did I write there? Reuven married Rachel. Yeah, and they had a son. They had a son. I called him Yosef. Right? And then Rachel, so then Reuven died, or Reuven, they divorced. Yeah? And Rachel married Boaz, and Reuven married Chana. Oh, these names come from Rashi, actually. This one, I didn't make up the names. Yeah, except for Mendel, I made up him. Right? So what happened here was, so now you have Yosef, who's the son of Reuven and Rachel. Boaz went and married someone else and had a son, Mendel. Now, Reuven then married Chana.
I thought Reuven died.
No, they divorced. They divorced, right? So he married Chana, and they had one of these mixtures. Yeah? And then Rachel and Boaz also had one of these mixtures. So those five mixtures, that's the mixture down there. There's five guys down there, right? Of those five guys, two of them come from, one comes from Reuven and Chana, the other one comes from Boaz and Rachel. Okay? Now, those five guys have five brothers with the same father. That's great. But you also have, if you look at this, you have, say, Yosef, right? Now, Yosef, this guy in the mixture, who's the son of Rachel and Boaz, he has the same mother as Yosef, but not the same father. Right? So that means that Yosef, in this mixture, there's one guy in there who's his brother with the same mother, Rachel, but not the same father. And because he has one guy in there who's a brother only with the same mother, he's not allowed to marry any of these people because he doesn't know which one it is. So he can only do chalitza. Right? And the same thing will apply with men. I'll make two examples, but the same thing Mendel, that's out of the picture. It's Joseph is the problem there, right? So any case like that will only be chalitza, not yibum. Is that?
But if he had a brother from his father, but he also had a brother from.
Oh, if he had.
Why do we allow him to?
No, if his brother, if the brother is from both the father and the mother, the same parents, that's good. That's yibum in that case. If it's only the same mother but a different father, so Yosef and this guy in the Taruvus. Right?
If you have,
they've got the same mother, Rachel.
And brother from his father, and also brother from the mother. Why do we allow him to do yibum?
Because we don't. Yosef's not allowed to do yibum in this case. He can't do yibum with anybody because we don't know which one's which. Right? So Yosef, so that's what it says. Achim in the aim is chotzin. The one who has in there a mixture, a one brother who's only from the same mother, but not.
We say he's a miyabim.
That's right, because if it's, I mean, only min ha'av. Only min ha'av. If all the brothers on the side, Mendel and everybody else, have only got the same father, they can do yibum. That's what our Mishnah's talking about. But if you have, in the case of our Mishnah, some situation like this, where he's got a brother who's only got the same mother but not the same father, then he can't take part in this four chalitzas and one yibum trick. He can only do chalitza.
The way to make this more clear would have been, and so they're all brothers. The brothers floating around are brothers from the same father.
Right.
Then if would be all brothers from the same mother, this thing wouldn't apply.
No, but once you say some of them from the same mother and some not. Yeah. Well, I don't know whether you think it's clear or not, but
so
that's the fact.
Extremely muddy to just very muddy.
This picture didn't help you? Sorry. I thought it was pretty clear. That means that Yosef is Yosef is a brother of one of these mixtures from the father. So if this wouldn't be in the picture, he would be one of those brothers who could do Yibum, right? That would be the case in the Mishnah. But because he's got one of the mixture who's got the same mother as him, but not the same father, so therefore he can't do Yibum with any of them. Yeah? Okay? All right. Next one. Miktsasan Koinim or Miktsasam She'enun Koinim. Second line from the bottom. If of the brothers, some are Koyanim. So a Koyanim cannot marry a Chalutza. So that ruins the whole plan. Yeah, he can't. He can't do four chalitas. Yeah. We're kohenim. So that kohen's brother. Yeah. So in there somewhere. So he cannot do. He cannot marry a chalitza. So if the other four did chalitza, then the kohen number five cannot marry this girl because if one of the people who did chalitza was really the brother-in-law, she's a chalitza. He can't marry her. Yeah, so the ones, if there's some koyanim and some not koyanim, mitosan koyanim, mitosan menim koyanim, the koyanim is chotzin. The koyanim are not allowed to do any yibums, they have to do only chalitza, she'en koyanim yabim, the ones who are not koyanim will do yibum. Mitosan koyanim, mitosan machem mina'im. Let's say if out of the five, half of them are koyanim, and the other half, I don't know if half out of five, some of them are koyanim, and some of them have brothers of the mother. And there's nobody who's not in those two categories. It's elu ve'elu chalitza v'liyabim. So they all do chalitza. So the whole thing is off. Yeah. So a kohen can never do yibum in that case. And a brother, someone who's got in there, a brother with a mother only, is also cannot do yibum in that case. Okay. That's the end of yesterday's daf. Top of the page. Tana Rabbanu within the Nebraisa. Yay.
You mean I did better sleeping?
No, you didn't do better sleeping. You missed yesterday's page. Tana Rabbanu. Yesh chalitz le'imay misofik. So there's a case where a person does chalitza to his mother because of a doubt. He doesn't know which one is his mother because he's a mixture. We'll see in a minute. There can be a case where a person has to do chalitza with his sister because he doesn't know which one it is. And lebitoy, and a case where he has to do chalitza with his daughter because he doesn't know which one is. Ketzad, how does it work? Imoy, v'isha acheres. So his mother and another woman, so therefore he's part of a mixture, yeah? Because his mother, he doesn't know which one's his mother, yeah? So the baby grew up, and he was one of these mixed up at birth kids. So he has his mother and another woman, one of them's his mother, one of them's not, yeah? And they had him, two males, him and another guy. Each one had a son who wasn't mixed up. And then each one had a son who was mixed up. Okay? I'll show you the picture in a second. The one who was not mixed up, so he knew which one was his mother, which one wasn't, he went and married the mother of the other one. Or the other lady who wasn't his mother. Yeah? Each one who knew who his mother was, marry the one who wasn't his mother. Yeah? And then, Mesu B'lei Bonim, they died with no kids. So the mixture comes along, and there's two widows there. For each one of the mixture, one of the widows is his mother, and one of them isn't. So the one that's his mother, he can't do Yibum, because he might be getting his mother. Yeah? So it has to do Chalitza, because the one who's not his mother needs Chalitza from him. But he doesn't know which one's which, so he has to do Chalitza with both of them. So each one does chalitza to both women. So each one does chalitza with his mother. Why? Because he doesn't know which one it is. You want to see the picture? Okay. So we have two couples here. This is chalitza to imay. Right. You have Reuven and Chana. Tell me, if you lift it up. Okay. Reuven and Chana over here. And you have Rachel and Yaakov over here. Okay? They had one son for sure, Chetzroy. They had one son for sure, Yosef. Okay. Now, Yosef goes, so Reuven and Yaakov die or whatever. Yosef goes and marries Chana, yeah? Who's the mother of one of these mixtures. Chetzroy goes and marries Rachel, who's the mother of one of these mixtures. It's not his mother, but it's somebody's mother, right? Then Yosef and Chetzrin die. So what happens? This mixture, these are the two guys left, and the two women are left. So in each one of these mixtures, one guy is his mother, one lady is his mother, the other lady is the wife of his brother, who he has to do Yibum with. So we can't do Yibum because that might be the right one for Yibum, but because he might not be himself, he might be the other guy, yeah? Therefore he might be catching his own mother. So there's no Yibum. So he has to do Chalitza, but he has to do Chalitza to both of them to allow them to marry somebody else, because he doesn't know which one. So therefore, he's going to end up doing Chalitza with his mother. He doesn't know which one of them is his mother, but he's doing Chalitza to both of them, and one of them is his mother. Yeah? So therefore, he's definitely doing Chalitza to his mother, just he doesn't know which one it is. So that's the mother case. Yeah, is that good?
Yeah, and marries the other one.
Yeah, because each one married the other one.
The other one and still marries her.
He has to do chalitza to both of them so that she can marry someone else altogether. He can't marry the other one because he might be marrying his mother. Now, the other case are going to be similar. What's the case where he will end up doing chalitza to his sister? This time, so what happened was, this time the girls are mixed up. Yeah, there were two girls mixed up. And so he doesn't know which one is his sister. You had two brothers who did not come from the same mother, from either of those mothers, Vinosum, and married them. In other words, each one married one of the mixture, because to the mixture they weren't related at all, because they had a different mother. Yeah. And then they died. So again, the guy in the middle, this time he's got two women, we don't know which girl is which. Is one of the girls is his sister, and one of them is his sister-in-law, but he doesn't know which one. Is there for chelis lishteyim? You have to do chelitza to both. Nimtza chelis lachesa misafik. Okay, so here's the picture of that. Okay. So Yaakov and Leah had two sons, Reuben and Shimon. Yeah, they're definite. Then Yaakov and Rachel had a son, Yosef. Yeah. Rachel divorced Yaakov or something and went and married Shlomo and had a child that got mixed up with Mushka's child over there, right? So these girls now are the mixture. We don't know who's the mother of these girls. Now what happened? Reuben and Shimon are definitely the sons of Yaakov and Leah. Yeah? This mixture, one comes from Shlomo and Rachel and the other one comes from someone else altogether, right? So they're both allowed to marry these two mixtures because they're definitely not their sisters. So Reuben and Shimon marry these two mixtures, and then they die. So poor Yosef now has, so he's a brother of Reuben and Shimon with the same father, Yaakov, right? So Yosef comes to them. One of them he's supposed to do Yibum with, but one of them is his sister with the same mother, Rachel, right? But he doesn't know which one. So he can't do Yibum, so he has to do Chalitza to both of them. One of them is definitely his sister, but he's doing Chalitza to both of them, so he's for sure doing Chalitza to his sister. Okay, make sense?
That was a bit clearer. Yeah.
That was a bit clearer. Okay, good. I'm getting better at it. I did this at about midnight last night, so yeah. I learned it earlier, but I couldn't draw yesterday, so I had to draw it at night. Okay, that was the next one. Then comes the next case in the Gemara is Labito Misafik. This is the case where he has to do Chalitza with his daughter. You can see where this is all heading. It's the same sort of thing. Yeah, Ketzad, how does that work out? This time, it's his wife and another woman who mixed up their kids. So now one of the kids is one of the mixture is his daughter, and he doesn't know which one. And the brother came and married the two, and Mesubalebonim, and they died with no children. Each one has to do chalitza with their daughter. So this is the case down here. So we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Yeah? So Reuven and his wife had a daughter who was in the mixture. And Shimon and Levi married, one married the mixture, one married the niece. We don't know which one's the niece, right? So the two mixtures, Shimon and Levi married both of those mixtures. So one of them is married to his niece, and one of them just married to some other girl that we don't know. Yeah? But for Reuven, one of them is his daughter, and one of them is some other lady. So when Shimon and Levi die, Reuven's got now these two girls. One of them is his daughter, one of them isn't. He doesn't know which one, so he has to do chalitza for both of them. Yeah, so he does chalitza to his daughter. Okay, that wasn't too bad.
Yep.
Okay. Tanya, we're done in a braisa. Hoya Rav Meir Omer, Ish v'isha, you can have a man and woman, pa'omim shemolidin chamesh umois. They can have five kids, and those five kids are five different, literally it means five different nations. But we're going to see it's five different statuses. Yeah? If you look at the Asara Yuchsin, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, there are 10 statuses of Yuchas. Koyin, Levi, Yisrael, Ger, Mamzer, right? Classes, yeah. Castes, So he says sometimes you can have one man and one woman, and they can have five kids who are five different categories. How does that work? Ketzad. Yisrael shalokach ever v'shivcha min ashuk. So a Jew buys he goes and buys an eved and a shivcha. So they're not Jewish. Yeah, he buys a non-Jewish eved and a non-Jewish shivcha. V'lehen shnei vonim, and they have two sons. So those two sons are goyim. They're not slaves. They're just goyim, because when he bought the eved and the shivcha, he didn't buy the kids. So the kids are just normal non-Jews. Then his gayer echad mehem. One of the kids is then converted. Yeah? So this Eved and Shivcha, they're two biological sons. One of them is now a Jew, a ger. One is a ger, and the other one is a goy. Okay?
But
so,
when he buys the Eved and Shivcha, he can't marry them.
No, they're married to each other. Right? So the Eved and the Shivcha, first they were married when they were goyim. Right? And they had two kids. Then they became evident. Then what happens? One of the kids convert. Yeah, they belong to him. One of the kids converted. So far you have now a ger and a goy. That happens every time someone converts. He's a ger and his brother is a goy. Right? Okay. Now, nimtza echa ger vecha kechavim. So far that's two. Then what happened is the master buys them as an evident shivcha. Is he tbil on the shame avdus? So now he puts them in the mikveh and he turns them into an Eved Knani and a Shivcha Knanis. So we know that an Eved Knani and Shivcha Knanis, they're sort of half Jewish. They're mechuyev in mitzvahs like a woman, like all mitzvahs except for the mitzvahs that a woman are potter from, the Eved and the Shivcha are mechuyev in. So they have a new status. They're not goyim anymore. They are Eved and Shivcha. And then what happened? Nizkeku zelazeh. Now they have some more kids. Yeah, they have another kid.
So those kids are avoiding.
That's right. An Eved and a Shivcha had a kid. The kid is an Eved. Harei Khan. So now they've got three statuses. They've got the Ger, the one who converted, the Eved Kechavim, the one who's still a Goy, and an Eved. So now they've got three. Shivcha Resa Shivcha. Now he frees the maid. Yeah? So he frees the maid. Uba Leha Eved. Now at this point he wasn't supposed to do that. Once she's freed, she's not allowed to marry an Eved anymore. But this guy's been married to her for 40 years already in their various statuses. And he's, as far as he's concerned, it's the same wife. So he says, so the master freed this guy's wife. So he thinks, I don't care. What, I'm going to suddenly lose my wife because the master decided to free her? And he keeps having the deal with her. And they had another kid. So he was an Eved. She was a Jew. So what's the status of the kid? So according to this Tanna, Rav Meir, the kid is a mamzer. Yeah? So now what have we got? Because he says an Evan marries a Jewish girl, you get a mamzer. It's Harekan ger, v'evi kechavim, v'eved, v'mamzer. So you've got now four categories. Shichra shneim, then he freed the man, finally. He put him out of his misery.
This marriage of this Evan to this Yoles.
That's not allowed.
Yeah, but hang on, that's just a love though, isn't it?
That is just a love, yeah.
So
he holds a Eved Vakum Habal Bas Yisrael. That's a separate issue. Avlad Matz Machlokes. It's not Rabbi Kiva talks about Chayvei Lavin. Eved Vakum Habal Bas Yisrael. Then that's different Machlokes. It's not Dav Dafka Rabbi Kiva. Other people also hold the child of Mamzer out of that one. Now, Shichra Shneim, when he finally frees the man. Now the father and mother are both Jewish, normal Jews. That's love dafke that he made them marry each other. They decided to marry each other. They thought, why not? We've been married this long in different guises. Let's marry again. And they had a child who's now a normal Jew. Who was born Jewish. Is Harei Khan. So there's five categories: a ger, an eved kechavim, an eved, a mamzer, and a yisrael, and a non-convert Jew. So you got all five. Says the Gemara, my kamashmalon. So what? Big deal. What are you teaching us with that? You didn't teach us anything we didn't already know. You're just making up fancy scenarios. What are you doing, writing a novel? I mean, what's a soap opera? What's the point of this? And says the Gemara, he's teaching you that he holds that an Eved Kechavim ve'Eved Habal Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. That Gufa is what he's telling you, that he holds that the Eved, when the Eved lived with the Shivcha and had a child, sorry, the Eved lived with the freed Shivcha, who is now a Bas Yisrael, then the child is a mamzer. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Yesh moicher es aviv lahagbeis imek subasa. You'll like this one. There could be a case where a fellow has to sell his father in order to pay off his mother's ksuba. I bet you can't work out how that works.
He's an Eved Ivri, in other words. He's got no money.
No, he's not an Eved Ivri. Ketzad. Here's the case. Yisrael lakach eved v'shivcha min ashuk v'lahem bein. So you have over here a goyisha family, father, mother, son, and he buys the father and mother to be avodim. The son is just a goy, free goy. V'shivcha res ashivcha, and he freed the maid v'nosa. This time he married the freed maid himself. She's now a Bas Yisrael. He doesn't like the Eved. Yeah? Mm. So he steals his wife and he frees the maid and he marries her. The boss, the master marries her.
Oh, but the father is not really his father. He's just bought him from the market.
You mean the Eved?
Yeah.
Well, the Eved's an Eved. So once she's freed, he's an Eved and she's a Jew.
But that's how he can sell his father.
That's what we get. Well, it's his biological father. Yeah. You're correct. He is his biological father.
No, he's not.
We haven't got to the end yet. One second. The master who married the freed Shivcha, he then writes a contract that says, I am handing over all of my possessions to her son, who's not Jewish, incidentally, but it's a contract. So he gives as a gift all of his possessions to this woman's biological Goyish son. Yeah? So then what happened was, the master died for his sins. Yeah. So what have you got here? You've got a mother who's a normal Jewish woman at this point, and she wants her ksuba. Now, he gave away all of his possessions to her son, but he's not allowed to give away everything and not leave her a ksuba, because a ksuba is mandatory. So she is entitled to go to those possessions and retrieve her ksuba, even though he gave the possessions away before he died. She's allowed to go and retrieve it because they were meshubit to her first. So she can go and retrieve her ksuba. So here she goes back to her son, who now has all of the possessions of her dead husband. The Goyish son now owns everything that her dead husband had. And she says, listen here, son, I want to get my ksuba out of all of your assets. And he says, I have a great asset for you. My biological father used to be your husband in the good old days. You could have him back. Yeah? So he sells his father, because his father is his slave. Yeah, because he was one of the assets of the master who gave all his assets to the kid. So the kid is now the owner of the father. And he has to take from those assets something to pay off the mother's ksuba. So he takes his father and he sells him. What a delightful story. Says the Gemara, my kamashmalan, Vaiter, what's the point of this story? Just to tell us weirdo scenarios? They're not teaching us any new halacha there. You're just telling us you can have a weird case. Says the Gemara, nay, kula Rab Meir, this is still Rab Meir talking. It's actually a continuation of the previous brisa. What's Rab Meir wanting to tell you? He's wanting to tell you a din in Avodim when an Eved is considered an asset. Rab Meir is telling you that Avda Metaltali. He's saying an Eved is considered Metaltalin. So you have Karka, which is real estate, and you have Metaltalim, which is just movable objects. Yeah? So what about an Eved? An Eved is sort of in between. Yeah? An Eved is compared to Karka in some senses, but not in others. So he wants to tell you that even though Rab Meir holds that an Eved is like Metaltalin, so therefore you might think that he's not Meshubit for the Ksuba, because he's only a movable object. So Rameh wants to tell you that even though the Eved is considered Metaltalin, he is still part of that whole mortgage that's Meshubud to her Ksuba, and therefore the son would sell the father.
He's saying that even Metaltalin is Meshubud.
Correct. Even Metaltalin is for sure.
Karki is for sure Meshubud.
Even Metaltalin is Meshubud. So even though the Eved is Metaltalin, he's still Meshubud. The Eboy is saying, hey? Why wouldn't Metaltalin be? Because generally there's no Shibud on Metaltalin. The whole thing about a Shibud is like this. If I have a mortgage to you, yeah, and I go and sell my property, the person who buys my property, before you buy a property, you check out whether there's a mortgage on it. There'd be a coil. Yeah, it would be well known that there's a mortgage on this property, and it's Meshubud to you. And therefore, it's reasonable that the buyer should have checked it out. And therefore, if you come to claim back from that mortgage property and take it away from the buyer, it's the buyer's bad luck, because he should have known that there was a mortgage on it. But if I sell you my hat, yeah, no one knows that there's a mortgage on my hat. Yeah, so it would be unfair, l'chayra, to have on the buyer to say that someone's going to come and take the hat away because he owes money to somebody else.
No, it's Al-Pi-Aloha, there's an implied register of charges on Karka, but there's no implied register of
property. Register of charges, this sounds like legal accountant speak here.
No, because now you can register charges on chattels.
Personal property.
Yeah, exactly.
Like even on the Tatlin.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what Rav Meir is saying.
What's a car when you've got a car?
And it takes away the car. Yeah. Okay. The Iboy saying, or I can say that Rav Meir holds like everybody else that an Eved is not Metatlin, and Hakamashman that itself is what he's telling you that after Kimakarki Domi, that an Eved is like Karka and therefore is Meshubin.
So in modern Ivrit,
yeah.
The question is the Eved Nadlan or is Eved not Nadlan?
Nadlan.
In modern Ivrit, Karka is called Nadlan.
Okay. What does that mean? What does it mean?
Karka.
Nadlan.
That's what you call it in Hebrew.
Okay. Very good. You need to go back to Israel.
Nadlan.
Never seen one of these ads.
You two need to go to Israel together and he'll show you. Okay, says the Mishnah.
It's in the newspapers, Nadlan. And then you look what it's advertisements for.
You read the Israeli newspapers?
Yeah, the advertisements for real estate, not land.
You haven't bought any real estate in Israel, that's the problem.
I get the Israel Hayom and the other one.
You get the Jerusalem Post, it's in English. Okay, that's the Ad Scroll newspaper. Says the Mishnah, Ha'isha Shenisare Vlada Bevlad Kalosa. Here's a beauty. You have a woman and she mixed up her child with her daughter-in-law's child. I've got a picture, don't worry. We'll see in a second. Higdilo Atarovis, and then they grew up. So one is the uncle of the other. Yes? Because it was the daughter-in-law's child, which is now becomes the grandson. So a woman's son and grandson are mixed up. And the son is an uncle of the grandson. Yeah? Now, they grew up. Vinasu Noshin, they got married. Vamesu, when they dropped dead. So now, what's going to happen with their brothers? Is Bnei HaKala, that means the definite son of the daughter-in-law, the lower generation. So now, of these two women, one is the sister-in-law, and one is the auntie-in-law. Yeah? Because it's the uncle's wife. Uncle's wife, you're not allowed to marry. Yeah? So therefore, there's two women here. One he's supposed to do Yibum with, one is not allowed to marry, because he doesn't know which one's which, is Choltzim V'Lei Miyabmin. Then they have to do Chalitza and not Yibum. Shehu Sofek Eishas Ochiv, because it's a doubt with these two women, one of them is Eishas Ochiv, one of them is Taki, his brother's wife, but Sofek Eishas Achiyaviv, but one of them is the wife of his father's brother, which is forbidden. So therefore the two on the lower generation, the brother on the lower generation can only do Chalitza. B'nei Haskena, the guys on the uncle, if you have a brother on the uncle's generation, on the higher generation, yeah, so he could do what he wants. Why? Because here for him, one of them is Shafik Eishas Achiv, one of them is his sister-in-law, and Eishas Ben Achiv, the other one is his niece-in-law, and a niece-in-law you're allowed to marry. So therefore it's good. Now just to finish it before I show you the picture, Meso Aksherim, Aksherim is Lavdafka over here, it means the definite ones, yeah? The one, if the other ones died, and the mixtures now are alive, is Hatarovis Vdeyaskena, the mixture, when they come to the wives of the children of the older generation, Choltzim V'Lei Miyabmin, because one of them is the aunt. Shu Safik Eishas Achiv V'Eishas Achiyaviv. Livnei Akala, but then in the lower generation, the Tarovis is Echav Cheros V'Echav Miyabim. One can do Chalitza, one can do Yibum, because one of them is the sister-in-law, and one of them is the niece. So here's the picture. Yeah, Yaakov and Rachel are the oldest generation, and they had a son Yosef who married Osnas, and they had Binyamin who married somebody. Right now, what happened was Yosef had a son, and Yaakov and Rachel and Osnas both had sons. I called them Menashe and Ephraim, which is historically inaccurate, but just for fun. Right, so Menashe and Ephraim are now a mixture. One of them is Yaakov's son, one of them is Yosef's son. We don't know which one's which. Yeah, they got married.
You got an uncle and a nephew here mixed up.
An uncle and nephew mixed up. Mm. One of them married Golda, and the other one married Chava. Right, so they got married, and then they dropped dead. Yeah, so now how does it work? Binyamin is allowed to do Yibum over here. Yeah, because one of these is Yosef's wife. Sorry, one of these is. No, not Yosef. What am I saying? Oh, one of these is his brother. Right, so they died. So this girl here, yeah? So the one that's Yaakov's son is his brother. So he can do Yibum. The other one is his brother's son's wife, his niece. Yeah? So he can do Yibum as well. So he can do whatever he wants. But this guy down here that I called Menachem, who is a brother of one of these blokes, right? He can't do Yibum because one of these is his sister-in-law. Yeah, but the other one is his father's brother's wife, which is his auntie-in-law. So he can't do Yibum there. Got it?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, next one. Two lines on the bottom. Kohenes shenisarei vlad v'lachiv chosa. You have a woman who was a wife of a kohen, and she had a baby, and it got mixed up with the baby of the maid. Now, at this point, they're both allowed to eat truma, because one is an eved of a kohen and one is a kohen mamish. So they're both allowed to eat truma. It's harei elu oichlim b'truma. They both eat truma. V'cholkin chelak echad begorin. And when they go to the threshing granary. To the granary to get the grain, the truma, they come together and they take one chelak because one of them is the kohen, so they take one chelak. The enam mitamin lemesim, that neither of them is allowed to become tamei meis because they don't know which one's a kohen. The kohen is not allowed to become tamei meis. The enam nesim noshim, and they cannot marry women. Ben kshayres, ben psulis. They can't marry anybody. They can't marry a Yisraelis because maybe they're the eved, and they can't marry a shivcha because maybe they're the kohen. So they can't get married at all.
Wouldn't you say that this is a case like a chatzi eved? That you have to force
into
the
except that there's no one here to force because you don't know who's the boss. But they're going to see in a minute that they decided to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. When they grew up, so they came to the same conclusion, like you said, mm-hmm. by themselves. When they grew up, they realized this is not sustainable because we can't get married. So they freed each other. Right? So now one is a Kohen and one is a free Jew. Mm-hmm. One is a Kohen, one's a Yisrael.
But he doesn't know he's a Kohen.
Oh, they don't know which one's which. One's a kohen, one's a yisrael. They don't know which one's which.
At least they know they're
Jews. Therefore, noisim nashim ruyis. So they can both marry a woman as long as he's not a divorcee, etc. Mm-hmm. They can't marry a divorcee because they might be a kohen, but they can marry someone else. The enam etam on the mason, they can't become tamei meis. The im nitmo ain't sefkin harabim. If they did, you can't give them malchus because you can't prove that they are a kohen either. Yeah, so you can't give them a punishment. The enam echlim b'truma, they cannot eat truma because one of them is not a kohen. But if they did eat truma, they don't have to pay back the financial penalties because they can say, well, I'll prove that I'm not a kohen. They cannot go and get a chelik of truma because one of them is not the kohen. What happens is, what they can get, if they have truma that they themselves grew, yeah, so they had their own field and they took truma off. So normally a kohen has a field and he takes off truma, he eats it himself. In this case, what do? They sell it. They can keep the money. Because from a financial aspect, they can say, prove I'm not a kohen. They don't get a chelek in the karbonis. And you can't give them karbonis to eat either. And they can't even sell it in this case either. But if they have their own karbon, so normally a kohen is entitled to keep all of the proceeds of his own karbon. Yeah. So in this case, you cannot take those proceeds away from them. So he's allowed to sell it to another kohen. And or give it to whichever kohen he wants. It's up to him what to do with it. These things are not holy. This royal chayam and keva, different parts of the animal you have to give to a kohen, but they're not kedusha on them. And therefore, the guy can say, well, I'm maybe a kohen, so I'm not giving it to anybody else. Any kohen who claims it from him, he will say, prove that I'm not a kohen. If he has a bechayr, an animal, a bechayr, if he doesn't have to give it to a kohen, he can keep it until it gets a mum. And then he can just eat it b'mumma. He doesn't need to bring it as a carbon, and he can keep it financially because, again, he can say, prove that I'm not a kohen. I'm mitzvah mechavel of a raya. The neistim olav chumre kohenim lechumre yisraelim. And generally, they have to keep the stringencies of a kohen and the stringencies of a yisrael, because we don't know which one's which. Okay. Are we stopping now?
Yeah, we have
okay.
this.